Jack.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're ready to continue section 5 of the Parasha Tzav. Section 5 is titled Burnt Offering, Sin Offering, and Guilt Offering. And I'm trying to make sure verse 30 is our next verse. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunenei. Ve'id kushyan de'inun levushim te'halacha de'itmar ve'chon mishpetzot zahav ha'hidiktiv kol kevuda bat melech benima le'mishpetzot zahav levusha v'yatun kas paskin lon bekama pesakot Ulvata betachnin, parkin lon, bekama perukin. There are questions that are the garments of the halacha, namely the garments of malchut, of which it says, inrot with gold. As it is written, the king's daughter is all glorious within, her clothing is inrot with gold. You, Amorim, cut the garment inrot with gold into several legal sentences and later fix and explain them away using various arguments. This verse in the Zohar is talking about the halakha as... Well, first off, let's define. Halakha means law. It actually comes from the root that means pathway. It's the recommendations. Although the religious community speaks of it as the laws, and this is a fence. This cannot be changed, cannot be adjusted. And this verse in the Zohar is explaining that the law, the words, are not the answer. It's talking about perceptions. It's talking about seeing pictures. Because our intuition, our unconscious, doesn't deal in words. It deals in pictures. But in our world, in the physical world, we bring it into and change those pictures into words. And think that the logic is everything that's there. But that's what this verse in the Zohar is saying to us. Start to think in terms of pictures and get away from the logic. Understand things from the frame of pictures and perceptions and intuition. Verse 31. Ve'i chaser shum pesak mimat nitin kima deuk muha ze chaser min ha-mishnah atun metaknin lon v'hai hu chesron she yukal lehi manot ve'i ete tipesh ve'yapik shum dish Al hahu umana dechatis levushin v'yema v'ki oraita ihi chaser v'ha ketiv torat Hashem tamima b'kol evarim degufa de'inun ramach Tikudin Hahibiti Kulach Yafa Rayati Umum En Bach Temima Yuvushaha Vehaser Mina Mishnah. If one chapter of the Mishnah is missing, and it has been maintained that something is missing from the Mishnah, you fix it. For example, in places where it is stated in the Gemara, a clause has been omitted, for this is the way we have learned it, such as wanting that can be numbered. If a simpleton comes and spreads an evil report of the craftsman that cuts the garments, saying the Torah is lacking, stating it that in this paragraph of the Mishnah a clause has been omitted, yet it is written, the Torah of Hashem is perfect. Perfect in all the members of the body, the 248 positive precepts, as written, you are all fair, my love, there is no blemish in you. And perfect in her garments, how can anything be lacking in the Mishnah? This verse brings so many different ideas to support this whole idea that there's nothing lacking. Even when we say, when the Mishnah or the Gemara says, I can't understand this because there's something missing from it, it isn't true. Because the Mishnah is perfect. The Torah is perfect. And it's really a beautiful phrase, a beautiful verse in the Zohar, asking people to start to connect to their pictures. Because the clause might be missing, but the structure is there to fill in yourself. Verse 32. Atun temrun le dok tishkach hatika tishkach la milrevet bishar besakot umishnayot diorach umana lamechtach levushin bekama hatikot betalmid dilaviu baki. Lamikshar hachalacha bilent chatikot mitchalfe lepesakot vekushyan vela ashkach lom piruka adiete umana uparik lon kol ilen sefekot dilchon behahu Zimna halacha dihi berata salikat kadam malcha shelema bekola begufa bilvusha utnavtach shitaha v'itkayam ba uritiha lizkor berit olam Uzinin it lumana Talmid baki dishader Leila takna lon. He answers, say to him, look carefully and find the missing piece. You may find it mixed with other verses and Mishnayot, meaning it is the custom of the Torah to be lacking in one place and rich in another. For it is in the way of the craftsman to cut garments into several pieces, and that which is missing in one place is filled up in another. The students, inexperienced in connecting the halakha to those pieces that are in another place, confuse the sentences and questions, and cannot explain the dilemmas until the craftsman comes and explains all the doubts they have. At that time, Halacha, the daughter, namely Malchut, rises before the king, perfect in everything, in body, garments, and jewelry. And in it the verse comes true, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant. Sometimes a craftsman has an experienced student, whom he sends to correct them, namely Elijah, as was mentioned before. This verse in the Zohar is just reinforcing what I said in the last commentary about looking at the pictures and looking for the verses. This verse is dealing with the specifics in the words, saying look to fill in the picture, look elsewhere in the Mishnah, look elsewhere to find it, but it's all there. There's no missing letter, there's no missing word. It's just your perception and not being able to understand it. And your perception when someone, one of the sages or one of the people, have mislaid these words, put it in a different perspective. Verse 33. Kamukuhu viamru vadai antu mana. Ram Deitmar Bach Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Umitaman Ve'elach Kuhu Talmidim Inundilach Min Yehoshua Ad Sof Kol Darin Chadahu De'amar Umsara Yehoshua v'Yehoshua, Lizkenim uzkenim, Linvim ad sof, Kulhu talmid baki, Dilach manhu ha-hazena, Ditmar b'chakol, Yehemunach ad sheyavo. Eliyahu. They all rose and said, faithful shepherd, simply, surely you are the craftsman, for it says of you, Moses received the Torah from Sinai. From that time onward, everyone is your student, from Joshua to the end of all generations. This is what we learned, that he transmitted it to Joshua. Joshua to the elders to the prophets, to the end of all. Who is your skilled student mentioned above? We see that it has been said to let everything wait until Elijah comes. Hence, Elijah is your experienced student. As we know, Moshe returns in every generation. But ultimately, the soul of Moses will reincarnate into the Mashiach. And that's when the craftsman will return. But until then, the experienced student is Elijah, who will come to announce the Messiah. These are all part of the prophecies that we've come to know. And this verse in the Zohar is reinforcing this, saying, if you don't understand something, ask Elijah to come to you to teach it to you, to explain it to you. Of course, he only comes to people who have the merit, and that takes the cleansing and that takes the effort. Please make your effort. Please continue your cleansing. And ultimately, Elijah does come to teach you. Even today, in our generation, Elijah comes to teach. Verse 34. Amar lon vadai haki hu, dihu talmid chaver v'diale, itmar ben acharon hakohen, kegavna diitmar. Be acharon hu yihye lecha lefe. Hakiname bare yihye li lefe, dihi oraita divalte, begin de heki de havena, bekadmeta kevad pe, ukvad lashon de haki yokin, li kuchabarichu bevad, pe be oraita, be'al peh, u'kvad lashon d'oraita, she'biktav d'la yam prun, ilein d'la ishtamodin, li'acharayu. V'yeliyahu yeli lefeh, yetei letakna kol ilein, Sefekot ulpar kalon. He said to them, "Surely it is so, that Elijah is my companion student, of whom it says, the son of Aaron the priest. As said that Pinchas is Elijah, as is said of Aaron, and he shall be to you as a mouth. Similarly, his son Elijah will be to me as a mouth, for he will improve the oral Torah. For just as I was slow of speech and of a slow tongue, so will the Holy One, blessed be He, raise me in the end of correction, slow of speech in the oral Torah, and of a slow tongue in the written Torah, so that those who knew me not will not say it is someone else." Meaning, as it has been said, that the dead will rise with their defects, so that it will not be said that it is someone else. Elijah will be to me as a mouth to explain all those doubts and interpret them. This Zohar is bringing some well-known prophecies and well-known statements in the writings of the Mishnah, all to explain how Elijah comes first to explain things, to reveal things, and then Mashiach comes. And this is all because in the Torah it says Aaron will be a mouth for Moses. He will be a prophet for Moses. And Elijah, who is Pinchas, the son of Aaron, through Eliezer, Aaron's son, so Pinchas is Aaron's grandson, this relationship is being expressed and will become revealed here in the Zohar and then elsewhere in real life as the Mashiach starts to manifest. Verse 35. Actually, I'm going to call it, because this is a good breaking point, because otherwise we're going to get into some additional verses. It'll take a little bit too long. Are there any questions? Jack? I wish you a good Pesach. Pesach Sameach. And enjoy the Seders. Put your life in order. And we'll speak soon.